Well, I'm a family man. I have a wife and 2 children. But I wanted to know, how does the Bible view the use of artificial birth control and in family planning?
All right, well, that's a good question, and it is a little sensitive, but a lot of people wonder about this because some religions teach that any form of birth control is unbiblical. Generally speaking, God told Adam and Eve to go forth, be fruitful, to multiply, but he didn't say indefinitely. He said, and fill the earth. Well, the earth's getting pretty full. And the other point is that a man should be responsible. Jesus said, any man who builds a tower, let him count the cost first, or else others will mock if he can't finish. In other words, if you have children, you better be able to support them. Now, I am firmly opposed to abortion, because abortion is human life. The kind of birth prevention that I would think that the Bible would endorse, and if a person disagrees with me, we're still friends, is where you prevent conception. And, I don't need to go into detail. A lot of doctors can explain what those methods are. But birth control that prevents conception, and some people will say, well, the only purpose for sexual intimacy is to reproduce. That's unbiblical. That's not true. You need to read the Song of Solomon. Love and intimacy was not just to reproduce.
Okay.
So I think people need to be intelligent about that. And I hope that's of some help.
So I wanted to clarify one thing.
Okay.
So it could be artificial, but yet still biblically accepted. Based on your view?
Well, based on my view, yeah. You want to make sure you're not doing anything that's going to injure your health.
Okay, I understand.
You know, they got some really strange things that are out there these days. But, people need to be planning their families, especially in the days in which we're living. You know, the Bible tells us Christ made those prophecies saying, Matthew 24, speaking of the end of the world, woe unto them that are with child and to those that are nursing in those days. I wonder why he said that, unless he wanted us to think we better plan very carefully our families as we near the threshold of eternity, because there's going to be a great time of trouble.
I see. Well, I thank you very much for your
answer.
Okay,
good question. God bless.
Bye-bye.